The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying.
Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. We ask you have your way in our midst today. This meeting, do more than we've asked or imagined. Amen. Praise God. I'd like us to look at the book of Psalms 94. I'll start with 95. It's more. Start with 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. You hear this? It says we should come, sing for joy to the Lord. Sometimes you can sing and it's not for joy. It's for duress. They compelled you. They forced you. They say you must sing. But you should sing for joy. There must be something that makes you joyful for you to sing for joy. Come, let us, not one person, together. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Why are we shouting aloud? Who are we shouting aloud to? The rock of our salvation, our protection. Picture a rock outcropping, a big rock at this room. And you were running from trouble and you came and hid behind that rock. And people were trying to find you and kill you. And that rock hid you and protected you. That is how to hide. That's why you sing. Shout aloud to the rock that provided salvation for you. Do you understand this? The rock that provides salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. We are meant to come to this God with thanksgiving, giving thanks, thanksgiving, giving of thanks, and extol him with music and song. Therefore, if they tell you sing, praise, rejoice before God, give him thanks. Don't ever do anything except that. Don't ever take it lightly. You are commanded to do this. It's not a good idea. I didn't feel that day. I was not feeling like even singing. Whether you're having your personal devotion, whether you're in a gathering like this, it says, let us. You are meant to. Come before the Lord, give him praise. With your heart doing it because he's your rock. He's your protection. He's your deliverance. He deserves it. Apart from that, he's your maker. He deserves it. You are meant to give it to him. Let's stand to our feet and give him praise for a moment. Give him thanks. Stand to your feet, come on. Give him thanks. Give him praise. We don't just do it with words every time. So it's why we talk. It's why we open our mouth and say, Father, we are thankful. We are grateful for what you've done for us. Sometimes we shout aloud. Some of you never raise your voices. You're always quiet. You're always silent. You know, say, thank God you mum. No, there's a reason. It says you should shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. All right? But it doesn't stop there. After it goes on to say, you should do it with music and song. So you are not just supposed to just talk. Oh God, I bless you. I thank you. I deliver you. No, you must do it in music. Oh, I bless you, I thank you, I give you praise. This is how to obey the Father. Raise your voice before the Lord. Give a praise to Jehovah God. He is worthy of praises. He is worthy of all the thanks.
Father, Lord, we come before you now. Have your way, Lord God, in our hearts. Everything that we say or sing, Father, may it be found pleasing. Oh, we give you the glory, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the honor, we give you the worship, for you are our God, for you are our God. We give you the glory,
we give you the glory,
we give you the honor,
we give you the honor,
we give you the praises,
we give you the praises,
for you are our God, we give you the glory,
we give you the glory,
we give you the honor.
Praises, we give you the praises,
for you are our God. We've come before you, O Father, our Lord. We've come right now in this hour. We give you the praise for the mercy and power that we have enjoyed. Every single thing you do for us is good. For every person here you provided food. Our Father, you will help the ones who stood. So we give you the glory. And everybody say, we give you the glory.
We give you the glory.
We give you the honor.
We give you the honor.
We give you the praises.
You are our God.
We give you the glory.
We give you the glory.
We give you the honor.
We give you the honor.
We give you the praises.
We give you the praises.
For you are our God. One more time, we give you the glory. Father, we've learned your ways. So far we've come to say, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Give him thanks with your words for the things he's done. Give him praise for the sad times and all the fun. Give him worship, he's to you the moon and the sun. For he's our God. In the morning he's good to everyone. He's the one who we can depend upon. We will praise him for everything he's done. He alone is our God. So we give you the glory.
We give you the glory.
Hands and bless the Lord God. He's been faithful to all his word. Holy mighty Jesus, awesome Father, Messiah, my desire is, Lord, to please you. Lord, let your fire burn up everything chaffy, oh God, in my life. Make me acceptable, Lord, God, a sacrifice. Oh, la kenda re barade, alego, abariba rabada la dala kabade, maliba rinda la dea, oh, baro bayante aritaya. Sing to the Lord with your song. Tell him for all his money. Sing a new song. Give him praise from your heart. In your words, say something new now to the Lord your God. Give everybody to my English and understanding. New tongues, your understanding. Make known your song, you say it to him. He understands you. Haribari dalido, andali barada, hadido, hadida, andale, manda, everido, masati, mamprade, candati, arada. Ere para de cadu, eba sa tanta de bahua, ere vira, eba radi bada yadi, tanta li di holi di enda, endo ma he li homa, e shakta he, ava hi varito la he la ha, the mighty God, our Father, give a hibara sada de bariba di alento, manda e garisa di tanto, e bariba da e leito, shiva ho arahi, gada who better to sing for, give you the glory. Say we give you the glory,
we give you the
honor, we give you the praise,
for you are our God.
We give you the glory,
we give you the
honor. Praise,
we give you the praise,
for you are our God.
For you are our God.
You are our God. You are our God. You are our God. Distracting, so I give you the glory. extol you with music and song, joining Father the holy throng above, with you are the one who made us strong. People wait for your command, so right now we place ourselves, Lord, in your hand. Wash up us from all the sand of weakness, distraction, and the blend. We look to you, you are our color. Father, you are the one who changes sweet the sour. Father, Lord, make us come to you every day, God. Empowered by your hand, by your holy sword, we give you the glory. We give you the honor.
We give you the honor.
We give you the praise.
We give you the praise.
For you are our God. May this be so, Lord God. Nothing else can change our plans. We are only followed in your hands. Break every single band that have held on to our lives. Father, Lord, break down all the strife that struggles with your plan. Oh God,
save us from us. Save us from doubts. Save us from fear. Save us, Lord. Save us from weakness. Weakness in the heart. Save us. Save us. Save us, Lord Jesus. Save us, Lord God. Trust in you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So let me say this. If you find yourself seemingly unable to do that at all, says come before him with thanksgiving. But every time you come before him, you come with petition and request. Find yourself every time you come before the Lord, it's with petition and request. You don't know how to come with thanksgiving. You can find the root of most of your problems. Listen carefully. Every time you have a chance to praise God, when you wake up in the morning. So let me tell you a secret. Some have found out already. Not really a secret, but many don't know it. So you see what just happened. You know, when I said, stand up, let's sing. I mean, we read the scripture, install him in music and song. And I demonstrated saying it. Then I demonstrated singing it. And then we went on. That's exactly how it's done, personally too. If you're waiting for, I just felt like singing. Don't feel like singing. Obey. Don't do it because you feel like it. And if you will obey and step out and raise your voice to him in music and song. You don't have to know how to sing. God does not mind your voice. He just minds your heart. He looks at the heart. So you just go ahead. You open your mouth and make song to him. Just obey it. Don't look for the feeling. Don't look for a feeling. Just obey it. If you will do this, you will be wise. Verse 3. For the Lord is the great God. I think I have to say it again. Some people have hearing problems, spiritual deafness. When I say you just have to obey it, don't say you don't understand how I'm feeling. That's what I just addressed. If you're in a place where there are people, put your hand in your ear and go. Whether you're a local traditional type person, I don't care the sound. That thing you wanted to say. Oh God, I thank you this morning. I bless your name. Hum it. Make it musical. Oh Lord, I thank you now. I praise you for this day. Oh, da, 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 da. And then learn to sing in the spirit too. Many times you sing in the spirit, God will give you the interpretation. It will be like words. Just do it. What I mean by forget the feeling, don't say, "Day I woke up, I don't even feel like singing. Today is not feeling like singing day." Mm-mm. Especially on the day that does not feel like a singing day. Especially on that day. Father, I bless your name. I give you glory. Oh, 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 oh. Lord, you're wonderful. No, every time I do this immediately, you say, you see how easy it came to you. You don't understand me. I cannot do that. It's not like that. That's why I keep coming back. Go on with this. You're, oh, 25 times if you need to. I was trying to save time. Don't say, and you just say, then you just crossed over. No. Go on. There's nothing. You're not hearing any words in your mind. Just go on. Oh, Colossians 3 says you should sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. It said melody. You know what melody is? Melody is this sound I'm making. The Bible says you should make melody to God. Huh? What's that? Let's say that merry verse together. Want to go? No, let's sing it. Let's sing it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, scriptures say that you should sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs from your heart. It tells you to do this. You should do it because he said you should. That's enough reason to do that. Okay? This is enough reason to do it. You don't need many reasons. You just need one reason. Okay? You need just one reason. You don't need many reasons. It's called obedience. If you will obey God, the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 14, says you should sing with the Spirit and you should pray with the Spirit. So when you open your mouth and sing in the Spirit, when you open your mouth and say the things that your mind does not understand. That's like in a tongue. You sing in a tongue. That's why you sing in tongues too. Okay? That's why we sing in tongues too. We don't just sing in English. We don't just sing in English. We sing in a language we don't understand because we are aware that there are things we don't know. But the Spirit knows the mind of God and prays for us according to the will of God. Okay? Ephesians 5 verse 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 5, verse 19. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, to the Lord. Don't just sing known songs. Okay, what's different from singing a known song? And you can sing a known song that is inspired, but learn to sing to the Lord a new song. Okay, do this and things are going to be broken. Some of you need things broken, spirit of heaviness and other things. You are not able to have joy, the kind of joy you should have. Are you listening to me? So there are people here that the Lord would want, those hearing me, and the Lord wants, it's like you get stuck. It's like there's a blockage in your pipe. This is your answer. Learn to sing to the Lord. So if you need to make that same sound, you feel foolish. If you don't feel foolish, then I don't know. If you don't feel a bit odd, like what's happening here? Hoping nobody's hearing, all sorts of things. If you don't feel that, you have not obeyed me, except you're already used to this. But if you're not used to this, if you're going to start practicing it, and you should, if you are wise, you start practicing it immediately. Do it. Forget every time someone told you, sister, you know, singing is not your gift. Forget about all of that. This is you and God, private time. God doesn't care about the froggy quality of your voice. Just crook to him. So you don't come that, make that sound to Jesus. Where's the melody? This melody is in your heart. It is a make melody on the earth to the Lord. I hope this is comfort to someone. Now, let me be serious. It says make melody in your heart to the Lord. Listen to me. So many times when we are singing, I can't remember which song I was singing, which song it was. One of our spontaneous songs, you know. And you hear sometimes I'm singing and I pitch too high. My voice can't carry that threshold. You know, it's too high for my voice and my voice cracks. If you hear our spontaneous music, you hear some of our songs like that. Now, why is it so? Because I'm hearing a sound in my heart that my throat cannot produce yet. It will, but it hasn't yet achieved the ability. Now, there are some people here that they can sing it, but I'm the one hearing it. I'm trying to bring it out, and it's not coming out the way I'm hearing it. I pray God, maybe before the age should come, if you do some things, but if not, the age should come, I'll be fine. You know, I'll be able to pitch and do anything I want with my new body. But for now, I try it, and then I catch, what's that song, you know? I was singing and then I got someone else, come and sing. I'm available to you. We are available to you. We are. Now, when I was singing it, I'm available. Level to you. This key is not the key I was singing. I couldn't, you know. So I got Hidara to sing. I said, to you. You know, that if you were there, that's how I was singing. To, it's because you were singing the way I was singing. I'll get there. To you. We are. I said, no. Go up. And she got it, you know. To you. He got that. That's what I'm hearing in my heart. But this guy, all right. So you understand what I mean? The melody is in your heart. Sometimes it refuses to come out of your mouth. There's a disagreement. Don't mind it. God is looking at your heart. He's hearing the heart version. Are you understanding? I'm not saying you sing loudly. Maybe you're in a room with other people, or you know, it's really bad. You know, people might have nightmares. I'm saying don't mind them. I'm not saying you should shout. Don't shout. That's why it's when you're in here like this. You can express yourself quietly. If you're living in your room by yourself, it's okay. You know, don't tear down the roof, but don't be quiet. That's the main thing. Don't do that. You need to raise your voice. And even this week, many of you, some things that have been stubborn, that have refused, they're going to break off. You're going to see. Make sure you give your testimony by next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. God, the Lord, is the great God. This is why you're extolling Him with music and song. Remember at the first service, who our God is, our Lord is, you know, the mystery of God's will. It's because He's the Lord. This was the conclusion we arrived at. It's because He's the Lord, the great God, the great King above all gods. I explained, I talked about the gods, the different things known as gods in the earth and so on. You know, and this is why you must praise this one, because this one is above all these other things. Those other things are real things. They exist. But there is our God, the God of Israel. So He revealed Himself. What do you think happened when they left Egypt and yet the fame of God went out? Do you remember the first thing that Pharaoh said? Say, who is Yahweh that I should let your people go? But before they left, he knew who Yahweh was. He's the one that can touch water and turn into blood. Let's just say, well, he can touch water and make it reddish. Either it's blood or wine, or but he can touch water because he made water. He made wine. He made blood. He made oil. He can change liquid into different kinds of liquid. He's the same one who can call flies, a lot of them, to gather in one place. He can summon frogs and they gather, they move from different countries, destination Egypt. They can even know which houses not to enter. Jewish house. Hop, 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 Jewish house. Hop, Egyptian. Aha, now you didn't say that. Egyptian. Is that God? Is that God we are talking about? He's the God. He's the God that sends hailstone. He's the one that tells darkness, I want you to move to this side. Light, for 3 days, I don't want you to go to this side. For 3 days. Don't be there. Only be here. That God. That's that God. He proved Himself time after time. Finally, say, you know, let me just wrap this thing up. All right, it's okay. I needed 10. Actually, I needed to do it 10. There's a number we are working on here. 10 is the number of completion. So when Abraham got to 10, he stopped praying. Lord, if you find 10 souls, I'm like, yeah, if I find 10, I will not destroy the land. I think if he had said, I know your pastors like to say, why did he stop? I think because he had knowledge. I think if he had said, Lord, if you find 9, God would have said, no, I'll still destroy it. Yes. If you have heard otherwise, I don't think it's correct. I'm just saying, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think Abraham could have gone below 10. It's the same thing he told the children of Israel. These 10 times have you tempted me. Time up. You're not entering the land. So God does have order. You know, 10 camels load taken to get Rebecca. It's hand in marriage. 10 is a number that the Lord uses many times to determine a completion. You go and study the number 10 in the Bible over and over again. All right. So it's the 10th time? All right. That's right. So the Lord has 10 in mind. You may not know, but God was the one hardening Pharaoh's heart. It's written there. It's talked about. He said God hardened his heart. Then if I say, all right, I'm the God who controls who is firstborn. Since you won't let go of my firstborn, Israel is my firstborn. Out of Egypt have I called my firstborn, my son. Jesus, Israel is his firstborn. It's a picture of God's firstborn on the earth. Like we saw in the first service night in Deuteronomy 32, he shed the nations out and he picked Israel as his firstborn. Now the rest, us, you and I, Gentile nations, We are the other born. We are still his. He is the first amongst many. He's the firstborn. He's our brother. In Hebrews 2, we are told that in bringing many sons into glory, it pleased him that the captain of their salvation, let's talk about Jesus, 2 verse 10. It was fitting for God, for whom and through whom all things exist, to make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering, in bringing many sons to glory. So Jesus was the firstborn. All right, so he turns to Egypt and says, oh, you won't let go of my firstborn? Okay, I'll take your firstborn. Let me let you see how it feels when you tamper with someone's firstborn. Firstborns everywhere. All firstborn from Egypt. Leave your bodies and come to me. Pharaoh went, you know what? I think you guys should go. Do you want transport? And they gave them gold and silver and precious things. Take. Go. And that's how they left Egypt. That God was head of. He got to a Red Sea after that. He split it dry. He just kept doing things. What was he doing? When you read your Bible, have understanding. He was trying to say, there's no God like this. He speaks from the heavens. Say, which God ever, which people ever heard a voice? I'm trying to let you guys know that I am different from all these gods of this nation. I am not their mate. I am the creator God. Everything that was made, I made. These beings you're calling gods, I made them. They are quacks. Let's keep reading so you see. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. You see? The depths of the earth. Within the earth. You know why it's so beautiful, the age to come? Why I think with great joy towards the future? Because we'll be able to check these things out. Okay? I'll go and check out the depths of the earth. Maybe some of you will come if you are allowed. May you not die, baby, in the Lord. They will not allow you come. Say, no, wait first. Don't go anywhere. Say, but my former pastor is going. Say, oh, he's mature. And go. The depths of the earth. The depths of the earth. In his hand are the depths of the earth. You can go and study it. In the age to come. Even now, spiritually, but especially the age to come. The age to come, we'll have the equipment, the body to do it. Right now, we don't have the body. You may go in the spirit. It's not the same. When you can go in body, it's a bit different. When you have a spiritual body, it'll be different. And the mountain peaks belong to him. I won't climb mountains for endless weeks and months and years. I'll run up it. Like Incredible Hulk. The sea is his, for he made it. Are you hearing this, our God? Are you understanding this God? Now, none of those other things that call themselves God are this God. They didn't make the sea. They didn't make the mountain peaks. They didn't make things. They are not in their hands. They may cause a wind or a storm. They may stir up something. But they didn't make it. And his hands formed the dry land. Now that you've been introduced, verse 6, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. You guys don't understand what Israel had. Like, all those nations had their things. These guys had the original. The maker of all things. He says, let's kneel down. Let's bow down. For he's our God. We are the people of his pasture. The flock under his care. What does that mean? Other flocks were under the care of others. And they abused it. Psalm 82 says they abused it. They did so badly. They did injustice. They were not like the God, the creator. Psalm 82, give me quickly. You know, they were not like the creator God. They were nasty. They were unkind. I'll just read quickly. Just a tiny part from verse 1. God presides in the divine assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked. You see this? So these things would give approval in support of what is not just or fair. That's what they would do. They would show partiality to the wicked, unlike our God, who didn't do such things. When David, his king, his beloved king, misbehaved, he dealt with him thoroughly, even more fiercely than many others. Because he's not partial. Because he's not partial. This God, you know, some people think you can walk with God and God becomes partial towards you. No, God may find you greatly beloved, but God doesn't do favoritism. He may, eventually you won't get away with anything if your mindset is no, but me. Do you know how much work I've done for God? So I have a right to misbehave now. No, no you don't. There will be a spanking. It doesn't matter who you are. We must respect God. And you should know it. After God has used you to raise 20 dead people, don't still play with him like that. I've heard stories about Smith Wigglesworth passing kidney stones. Wigglesworth had said he'll never allow a knife touch him. Surgery, that is. And all that. He was used to raise very many dead people. It's estimated, at last I heard, about 40 people possibly from the dead. He was very anointed. Healings, miracles, every kind of thing happened to him. But at night, he say as he was passing kidney stones, you know, you roll and roll, you hear the pain. It was just horrible. Just horrible, horrible pain. And all of that. I think I heard it was linked, associated to something he had said. He had spoken, said something he shouldn't say. You know, and it was like, okay, so you will experience, or something, just something scary like that. So you would think, ah, no, but he's different. No. If you misbehave, even if you're Judas, you have seen all the miracles of this world, be careful. You still give account when the time comes. God is not partial. This God. But this other God, all these other beings, when you read all the mythology, have you read Ulysses? The Odysseus. About the show of Ulysses. And all those guys, you know, and you hear about, oh, that there was this person and that this goddess, Athena, was his patron god, you know, she chose him. She showed him favor, you know. But you see, there's a certain capriciousness. They tend to do what they like. They just, like they are playing games. Our God is not like that. Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Uphold the rights of the afflicted and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Save them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know or understand. They wander in the darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I have said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But like mortals, you will die. And like rulers, you will fall. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. See how it ends? It says eventually all the nations are his. But what was he talking about there? In continuation of what I shared with you in the morning, he was talking to the others he had appointed over the nations. And he said, I've told you people, manage these things properly, but you're not doing it. Eventually, God is told to arise himself. This is the Lord Jesus. This is what he ended up doing. He arose and came and demanded all the nations back. Are you understanding? This is the plan. This is the further part of the plan of God, the mystery of God's will that I shared in the morning. And it says in verse 7 that we are, he's our God. So when you make God your Lord, when you come into the commonwealth of Israel, when you come into the spiritual Israel of God, you are a partaker in this God. Okay? You're a partaker in this God. You are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 10? You remember what Jesus said in John 10 about pasture, about flock? Oh, let's look at it quickly. Listen to what Jesus said. Hear it carefully so you see that he wasn't, you know, wasn't just saying it. Wasn't just saying it. Verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Give me that. Verse 16, another translation. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them in as well, and they will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. So do you hear here when in verse 7 of Psalm 95 where he said, we are the flock under his care? That was Israel of old. They were his flock. This is Jesus that has arrived many years later. And he says that I have other sheep that are not in the fold of Israel. Are you understanding? I will bring them. They will be one flock. They will be one shepherd. This is him fulfilling Psalm 82. Arise, O Lord, verse 8. For all the nations are your inheritance. Why do you think in Psalm 2 the Lord told him, he said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations as an inheritance. So this is how it works. This is how it works. So Jesus rises from the dead and says, all authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. Now go. He sends us. Go and bring them. Go and bring them. Go and bring them. I want to be the only shepherd over them all. I don't want all those other thieves and robbers that came before me. Are you understanding? I don't want those other contenders. I don't want all those other rulers, wicked, harsh, unkind rulers to any longer. John 10, rule over them. When they hear my voice, they will come. I will take them and they will find pasture. They'll be comforted. He will lead you beside still waters. He will restore your soul. This is what the shepherd, the true shepherd, the good shepherd does. He's different from all the other ones. Do you understand this? You are my strength. No. Again, in verse 7, he says, today, if only you would hear his voice. And I'm ending with this. Today, if only you'd hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. He says, don't harden your hearts. It's a hardening of heart that results in people never entering rest. When you choose never to, when you harden your heart, you can't enter rest. That's the price you pay. So, soften your heart. Soften your heart. Yield to him. Obey the Lord. When he speaks to you, comply. And you will enter into rest. Your God is a good God. He's not like the other gods of the nations. He is not. Verse 4 and 5, chapter 96. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. I quoted part of this in the first meeting. All the gods of the nations are idols. Empty things, representations of God, mimic things, statues. They keep it and bow down to it and carry it around in their pocket. God is not like that. You cannot carry him in a pocket. Our God is none of those things. Our God is the maker of heaven and earth. He made the heavens. He's the real God. Amen. As I said in the first service, I repeat, a time will come when there are going to be beings that compete, that argue about this. They are coming. I keep telling you about them. I keep telling you about them. I know it sounds so ludicrous. If you hear me, maybe you're coming for the first time or you're new, and you hear me say that there's coming a time when people are going to say, they are already saying, when I say there's coming a time, they are already saying. They are already saying. They've been saying for a long time. I told you how Marvel has a series. Comics, you may say it's just a story. One of their sky fathers, they say there are three, is called Yahweh. It's called Yahweh. Then they have the all-powerful one. Then they have Lucifer. They have ridiculous stories. They say there's a version of one of those stories where Thanos defeated Yahweh. They're wondering, couldn't they come up with their own names? Ruby, or something. Why do you have to use Yahweh? Why tamper with Christian? They tamper with it because the people, the mind behind those stories is from him, from the wicked one, from the devil. So he has to change the stories and say things that are not. Now, increasingly, they are going to try and make you believe it. You know, increasingly, things, it's happened for ages past. It's already being taught now. It's been taught for a long time that, oh, Christ, Jesus is just one of their kids, call him Mahatma. What's the name? Huh? Mahanta. Good. The egg is called Mahanta. That Jesus is just one in a line of Mahantas. There's always one at some point on earth. Right now, there's some white man. That is, they always is after they will die. And then another person will become the Mahanta. So Jesus was a Mahanta. Just one in a lineage. So these are old things. There are many such things. The Buddhists teach many things. Teach about multiple gods. Multiple gods. And so on. Different cultures have all sorts. Sorry, the Hindus teach about multiple gods. You know, they believe in so many things. Your Christian thing is just one tiny thing in an ocean of hundreds of millions of other gods. So when they hear you, they don't look at you and think, wow, the real God. No, they are like, a bag shift. And they worship millions of gods. So, let us understand that even passages like we are reading, I just read in the Psalms, all my life I grew up wondering, why does the Bible talk so much about how God is the real God? Who is arguing now? Who is competing? Till I got to understand that there was real, real competition. So people would, like Pharaoh, say, who is your own God? I have my own God. We have our Isis, or Osiris. We have our own. What is this you're talking about? Who said your own God? You want to bring your own local God to come and rule? But God was trying to let them know, I am not a local God. I am the maker of heaven and earth. And he proved it time after time. By the time they got to Canaan land, so whenever God used to show up, all those stories you read about God defeating, doing things. When they heard that Jordan dried and they crossed Jericho, the hearts of everyone melted. Rahab told them, say, when they heard of what you did from Egypt, the story went across the land. Did you hear what happened? The Jews' gods. So a time came. The Bible tells you about a battle with the Philistines, and the Philistines defeat the children of Israel. They kill 4,000 in the time of Hophni and Phinehas, the time of Eli, the prophet, the high priest. The Israelites go and say, Hophni and Phinehas, the evil sons of Eli, the high priest, those corrupt priests that were sleeping with the church members and dishonoring God's sacrifice. They told them, bring the Ark of Covenant along. And they brought it. And there was a great shout in the camp of Israel. And the people of the Philistines were afraid and said to each other at the time, let us quit like men, in the King James. And these guys were like, yes. And say, what's that? They say they have brought their gods. Now, this is where you get into trouble with this our God. It's when he's vexing with you and he says, leave me alone. I'm not following you. When he's not with you, that's your finishing. Every time we are finished, it's because God, when God is not with you. Because if he's there, everything is different. So they carried the Ark of Covenant that he had told them to make. They carried it, thinking they can force God's hands, forgetting that God doesn't do partiality, and God is like, you think you can force me? Those Philistines, the God who created them, moved upon them to not run. And they stayed and fought. This time they killed 30,000 Jews. They made progress. Before it was four. This time, with the ark present. In fact, they seized the ark. That's the God we serve. And this is where people get confused. Yes, the God. And God is like, so you think you can manipulate me? Don't ever try to manipulate God. It won't end well. This is why you should read your Bible. And God is like, wait, you're committing sin. I sent warning. I haven't sent this small boy Samuel to warn you and these your sons. You people are worshiping your gods, dishonoring me, and then thinking you can drag me. Just like many Christians do today, trying to force God to do things. And he doesn't even answer them. The children of Israel, when they got to the border of the promised land, he said, Moses said, let's go. They said, no, they are giants. Hey, you brought us here to kill us. God appeared and said, okay, you're not entering. Go back. Roam around till you die. Your children will enter. They say, okay, now we'll go. We'll go. We'll go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Moses said, don't go. They went. They defeated them. Because you cannot force God to do nothing. It is far better you did it his way. If they had just gone the day before. And here they were one day after, and God said, oh, all right, oh, that's 10 times, oh, you not enter, oh, you not enter, well, you not enter again, I beg, go back. Don't worry, I won't kill you at once. Moses has begged. I want to kill you all at once. You now roam around till 40 years are complete. By then, you are all dead, except your children. And they couldn't change his mind. If they had known God, they would have spent time begging and saying, God, please change it, change it, change it. Before moving. But because they're always stubborn, they got up and actually went. Moses said, don't go. They didn't connect that every disobedience in their life started with them disregarding what Moses was saying. Always. 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 It didn't end well. Alright, so how did it end? It ended in the Ark of Covenant being taken from the Israelites in the time of Eli, the prophet. Then God to let them know, nobody say because I flog my people, I flog my children, you think I be Unamit. You brought me and put in this same house with your God, Dagon. Dagon, I'm here, you're still standing. Dagon bowed down and worshipped. You haven't read the story? He went down. They came in the morning, Dagon was down. Come, let us worship. Now, we know it's an idol, but it represented competition. And when God is in the room, even if it's just a picture of the cherubim, I'm sorry, we are not still mates. Oh yeah? Dale. Dagon went, Kabies, you. Stay there. He didn't stand up. It's not like he did and stood up. He came in the morning, saw him down. Being ignorant human beings. What happened? They carry. They carried again. The next day they came. His hands were broken. Body parts were broken. It wasn't just... Now, Dagon was the fish god. Upper part, body, tail, fish down. This time, they break him. The people now saw, oh, wait, oh. So what happens if he carried the first time, fallen, second time, broken, this time, third time, you understand? So that's where you start thinking, well, let's not carry it again, sir. What did they now do? They now say, we are not the only city of Philistia. There are five of us. We have hosted this ark. We forward it to you people. Sorry, just keep it. This is a sign. We defeated them. We defeated them. Spoils of war. As the thing will move, the Bible says it's not clear. Some say hemorrhoids. People had hemorrhoids everywhere. Some say mice. Some say whatever. The point is, wherever it went, there was trouble. These ones who pass it, there will be trouble. These ones pass it, there will be trouble. They had to consult the five lords of the Philistines. They got together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do we do? They say, let us appease God. And let's make a new cut. Find cows. Let they dropped it. They went too short. Some people will still be saying, no, it's not that. It's not because of the ark. They say, hey, let's just find out. They placed the ark on it and they allowed the cows. Cows that had milk that we breastfeeding. And you know, you have to milk them. Especially when you separate them from their young ones. And they're walking, meh, meh, blowing as they went. They said, if they take this road, it means it's God. If they take the, and they made golden, they took gold and made whatever it was, mice or hemorrhoids. They made gold versions of it, golden, and they placed them on that thing. And they gave as a gift, as an offering. Please don't be angry. And the cows took the correct road and walked all the way to Kiriath Jearim. You know, they walked all the way and got there. And the people came and said, that's the ark. Wow! 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 So the ark came back by itself. But he just finished dealing with his people. But still, I'm God still. Let's not be confused here. When my people need a beating, they will get a beating. But it doesn't stop me from being God, okay? So that doesn't mean start rubbing shoulders. A father wants to beat the child. You know, the child has misbehaved, beat, and you come and just beat him. Beat him. Uh-huh. Nonsense, child. Beat. Beat. Uh-huh. Ah, then next you turn to the father. Guy. Eh? That's what happened to the Philistines. Like, eh? No. That was a family matter. So now we are, once that was settled, do you know, go and read your Bible. They got back to that land. The people of that land came and said, ah, the ark. We've always heard of the ark. They went and opened and looked inside. See and drop. You haven't read? They died tonton. Have you heard tonton? They don't die. In all of it, God is still saying, it's like, you still don't understand me. You will understand me. I am God. I love, but I'm still God. You don't embrace electric wires. No matter how much you need me, and I have supplied you with power, I am still the definition of power. Don't come kissing electric high tension. You might end up... No, not might, you will. This is our God, all powerful, almighty, all knowing, all knowledgeable, all loving, but still God. He can't help himself. He just finds himself just God. The devil is going to try to water down all of this. He's trying. He has been trying for thousands of years. But at this end of the age, he's going to try big time again. God forbid any of you here will believe the lie. I tell these stories as though it does, like, why are you telling these stories? Are you trying to tell us God is powerful? No, it's because when you see other powerful things show up, your mind might start saying, well, maybe, well, it's because you have not seen power. That's why you think there's nothing. But when you see power, they saw it back then. Those gods they believed in them because of what they saw then. They did powerful things. And the Bible tells you at the end of the age that the beast, the false prophet, will have power to call fire from heaven. So there's going to be great manifestations of power demonstrated by these beings that will claim to be God. And many people that today call themselves Christians will say, let's not talk against it. Now, have you not seen the power? Is it not only God that can do this? That's like Elijah now. You know, the Bible says Elijah will come again before the great and terrible day. See now, what was the sign of Elijah? To call fire from heaven. See these guys call fire now. I have the video. So you come and watch. And people, Christians, God forbid you are included, God forbid, will follow. Because you say these are the signs. But God had warned you already in the scriptures that he will call fire, that the false prophet will call fire from heaven. So why should you still believe it? Because of reading but not obeying. A lifestyle of obeying. A lifestyle of not following your eyes, but following what God says. A lifestyle of recognizing God's voice. a lifestyle of holiness. When you see someone come preaching something but doesn't preach holiness, tells you you can live anyhow, but has power. But that's one of the clearest signs that it's not of God. When you see anyone come out, demonstrate power, do miracles, appear to do anything, but has a lifestyle of sin. Not that they just fell into sin, like Samson or doing something wrong, but they teach that it is okay to be doing these things. The doctrines of Balaam. Once you have anyone, any preacher that says, well, let's not, they may stand and receive it. Everything is happening, but they have a lifestyle and a teaching. Not just that they hide and stumble into sin, but they tell you, listen, the scriptures do not say it is wrong to do this. And they look at what the scriptures clearly say it's wrong to do and support it. Once you see that, Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. So when they are producing the fruit of sin in people's lives, you can know that they are false prophets. Matthew 7. Have you heard this? This is why you need to know about your God and that he's different from all the other gods. I'd like us to stand to our feet and pray and go. What's that song we were singing? The new song. Some of you were not singing. That song was just composed and you're not singing. You stand there and be saying, I don't know this song now. Nobody knows it. That's the first time it was sung. Oh yeah, all those people that always remember songs. Me, I don't remember. I've forgotten. I've sung hundreds of songs in this life that I've forgotten. I have no idea of how to sing it.
We give you the honor. We give you the praise. For you are our God. For you are our God. We give you the glory.
We give you the honor.
We give you the praise. For you are our God. Say we give you the glory.
We give you the glory.
We give you the honor.
We give you the honor.
We give you the praise.
We give you the praise.
For you are our God. Have your way, our God, you're worthy of our praise. So we give you the glory,
we give you the glory,
we give you the honor,
we give you the honor,
we give you the praise,
we give you
the praise. For you are our God,
for you are our God.
We give you the glory,
we give you the glory.
We give you the praise.
your hearts and bless the Lord God. Give Him praise for every single thing He has done for us. Father, we bless Your name for the light that You have shone upon us, for the things that You've done for all of us, for the ways that You have revealed to everyone who comes. Father, Lord, You're worthy of our praise. We thank You, Lord God, for all the grace. You're ancient of all days. Nobody else came before You, Lord. He is the King of every single thing called King. It's the reason why it's only to Him we sing. Our praise and our every offering, we find delights, Lord God, to bring. And we give You the glory,
we give You the glory,
we give You the honor,
we give You the honor,
we give You the praise,
we give You the praise,
for You are our God. Father, we thank You for Your word. Just give Him thanks. Thank Him for Him being God and Lord. Thank Him that He's in charge. Imagine if our God was cruel and evil. We are thankful for Your power, for all You have done. Thank You for the mystery of Your will. Thank You for the love and mercy and grace You've enjoyed. Be exalted, glorious one, in the name of Jesus. Let's just ask the Lord, take a moment and ask God that You will have grace to worship Him all the days of your life. That there will be nothing that comes and starts competing. There will be nothing that competes with Him ever. Pray for yourself. Lord God, everything that even thinks to compete, every lie, every idol that attempts to stand in or around the space You should occupy, expose them for what they are in the name of Jesus. Make known, make known, make known, make known, make known, Lord Jesus. Make known Your plans. Make known the truth. Make known, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I want us to ask God. Not because we doubt His existence. I hope nobody here doubts His existence or His goodness. But I want us to ask God to show His power in our lives. He should prove His authority. Not just in our lives, in the earth, so that people will acknowledge again this God, this God, this God that was once heard and feared. People used to be afraid of going near Israel at the time, except when the people of Israel misbehave. Once they misbehave, then that's when there's trouble. But when their God is on good terms with them, soldiers will gather and they wake up the next night, 185,000 are dead. And there was no sword pulled. They'll wake up in the morning and all their enemies are dead. They've killed themselves. That's how their God used to show up. Their God is different from every other situation. You know, every other God of all those nations did not operate this way. They didn't have power like that. They couldn't just wipe out people. But this God, Yahweh, our God,
He's in a class of his own. That's what holy means. He's set apart from every other thing called God. Amongst the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. That's the God. He said, I want us to ask God, show your hand, do wonders yet again in the earth. Do wonders. Silence the voice of every false god. Silence the voice. In my life, personally, I ask for you to arise. Show yourself powerful. Show yourself powerful yet again. Reveal yourself in my family. Show yourself powerful. Show the difference between those who serve you and those who do not. Show your hand, O God. Show your mighty hand. Reveal your plans, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lift your hands if you would. Father God, we come asking you. Let at no time any demonstration of darkness be allowed to stand.
Amen.
With your children present.
Amen.
I ask that you will accompany us like you did with Aaron and Moses.
Amen.
And when they attempt to duplicate your power, let them be swallowed up.
Amen.
Let us be ready and equipped with great authority to take down the works of Satan.
Amen.
This is our prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Amen.
We pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.